This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by Corteva. The powerful combination of Enlist One and Liberty Herbicides takes your weed control for Enlist E3 soybeans to a first-class level. Learn more at enlist.com/powerful tank mix. On Tuesday, President Biden announced a surge of increased tariffs on imported Chinese products. The tariff hikes will be applied to $18 billion worth of imports from China, including electrical vehicle batteries and computer chips. Now, how will China respond to the increased tariffs, and how will United States agriculture be impacted? We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
How will China respond to President Biden's increased tariffs on imported Chinese goods? United States Senator Chuck Grassley says it is difficult to predict what China might do in response.
But there is a pattern that's set when Trump put tariffs on that weren't as broad as what Biden has done this year to China. We saw retaliation against agricultural products, and then that hit American farmers.
Grassley says the Trump administration used CCC funds to help offset losses to American farmers, a strategy he disagrees with.
Trump takes $28 billion out of there and distributes among farmers, presumably to offset the damage done by China's retaliation. So I think we have to assume that there's going to be retaliation.
Although he doesn't know what China's response will be, Grassley says he thinks that United States agricultural exports could be a target of retaliation for the Chinese government.
Since we're so dependent upon exports of our agricultural products, because we produce a third more and we're dependent on exports, China knows that's our weak spot, and I'm not sure whether that's where he would retaliate.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.